This is Passport to Texas. Texas boasts healthy bat populations. Bats living in other parts of the country are not as lucky due to something called
Pseudogymnoascus destructans,
commonly called white nose syndrome. The disease caused by a fungus, which originated in Europe, first appeared in a cave in New York in 2006. Bat biologist Tara Pulaski.
What happens is it grows on the bat during hibernation when they aren't cleaning themselves. And then it makes them wake up. And every time a bat wakes up in hibernation, they use valuable resources. And they only have a certain amount of fat reserves to get through the winter. And so it keeps waking them up until they eventually just starve, or they are so dehydrated that they die.
The disease has killed an estimated 6 million bats in the U.S. Reported in both Oklahoma and Arkansas, white nose syndrome is on Texas' doorstep.
This winter, Texas Parks and Wildlife will be doing surveys in Texas for white nose and really cranking up our white nose monitoring and education and trying to really spread the word about it.
And we're helping. We have tips for preventing the spread of white nose fungus at passporttotexas.org. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and funds diverse conservation projects throughout Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.